I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello!
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch, the podcast where we bitch about The Bachelor. And holy crap, The Bachelor is actually on.
It started.
We've done it. We've made it a full year of doing this podcast, and we're back again. Welcome, any new listeners?
Yep, welcome.
Who are like, I need to find some sort of content that recaps The Bachelor for me, and I'm really struggling to find one, but finally stumbled across us.
And you and me, we recap it well. I just explained to you that I wasn't paying attention for most of the first episode.
Because you were too busy.
Filming Instagram videos of me picking up stuff with my toes.
Yep.
And then I started to get too many requests for stuff that I didn't have in my home, like slime.
Wow.
Somebody asked me to pick up slime. Somebody asked me to pick up a hammer. I don't have a hammer or slime. And then people started sending, and then I was like, I'm done now. I want to go to bed. And also, I'm starting to get messages from people who don't follow me, and I'm worried that now I'm just getting foot fetish people. Even though I don't have the most.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, are you on WikiFeet?
I have no idea. I don't reckon. Surely not after a video. There's no stills.
Oh, they take screenshots.
No.
I'm going to check if you're on WikiFeet.
I don't have nice feet. They're real big.
Well, then you won't have a very good weight rating, will
God
you?
God damn it.
Danielle Walker.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a different Danielle Walker.
Oh, the Against All Grains lady.
Is that her?
Oh, yeah, I assume so. I mean, she's very famous.
I'm so sorry that you're not there. I mean, you're probably happy about it.
I mean, that's the Against All Grains lady.
I would love to be on WikiFeet, but I don't think I am.
You say as you type in your name.
So, you know, I like to check from time to time just to... Nah, still not there. That's all right.
Well, you're not
going to
be there
I'm
until
fine.
You start posting foot content, Noomi.
No, they find it. I went through my Instagram. There's at least one post on my Instagram that has my feet in it.
Okay.
And they, trust me, they fucking... They find it where they can.
Okay.
They would have screenshotted all your videos. Maybe all they're right. Building up a catalog they're going to post.
Okay.
Soon. Can't wait. I will give you a feet 5 out of 5.
Okay. Thank you so much. Also because they're multi-talented.
The feet?
Yeah. They're not just a pretty face.
I don't think WikiFeet cares about how functional your feet are.
Oh, they're functional. I think they'd
honestly,
care.
Honestly, I'd say the more functional they are, probably the less they'd rate them.
Yeah.
Like ballerina feet. People are mean about ballerina feet.
Because are they all nubbly from being in the shoes?
Yeah, they've been through some shit.
Yeah.
But they're functional. Anyway, you didn't come here to talk about feet.
Sorry.
Unless you did. Unless any listeners who have come because they saw Danielle's Instagram story and they want to hear more about her feet.
Message me and I'll honestly, that's the best my Instagram story's ever done. It's got so many views. So request some more and maybe I'll do a weekly thing. Somebody messaged me and asked me to start a channel where I just did videos on my feet.
That sounds great.
Yeah, maybe.
I would follow it.
Okay, well, maybe I will.
I do get horny for your feet, though. I feel like you should know that.
I'm not against it.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't hurt you, does it?
Yeah.
All right. So here we are. I feel like you're not even going to comment on the podcast on my beautiful outfit today.
Sorry. Yes, Naomi's finally got a Korean outfit. You know the one we've been talking about for weeks?
The
it came
wear.
In the mail. And she's also paired them with some big Doc Martens.
Yep.
And she looks like she's in like She looks like she should be the tech lady in like an Oceans movie.
Hell
and
yeah.
And the next all-female Oceans movie. Naomi should be
I
the
totally
tech
could. I can yeah. code.
You and Rihanna could be the two because she was the tech lady in the last one, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. Yeah. I look exactly like Rihanna.
I mean, you both got a style.
A different style to Rihanna.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'd just be happy to be in the same sentence as her.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, you could be.
I dream about Rihanna a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you dream about?
Just that I meet her. We get along.
That's a nice and boring dream.
Yeah. And Danielle is glowing.
Thank
because
you.
Because I'm going to blame it on your the juice. Danielle finally started listening to Lizzo 2 days ago.
Naomi's been hassling me. And
duh.
And I just, you know, sometimes when people tell me I should do something, I'll purposefully not do it for
sound
ages.
Like my sister, aka a bitch.
And then I finally started listening. I listened to it and then I got infected.
And now she's fucking glowing. Thank I come you. In here. Usually when she looks this good, she has a gig to go to. But no, not tonight. You just look amazing. And
thank
it's
you.
Because you've been exposed to Lizzo for 2 days. Mm-hmm. She puts on the song. She knows all the words now.
I've been doing 2 days later. I've been moisturizing out the wazoo. I've been doing serums.
You know what? My skin's doing better too. I'd say we're thriving and just in time.
For the mental horrible thing
no,
that's going to be the
that
next few
No, it's not that bad.
Months.
It's not Married at First Sight, Danielle.
No, but
come
you
on.
Know that's coming up soon.
Okay, so I have, speaking of dreams,
yes.
I had a dream the other night about The Bachelor.
Yes.
I was one of the contestants.
Okay. Poor
but
Mark.
We weren't, Mark did not exist in the stream.
Okay.
Sorry, Mark. It's fine. He doesn't listen to the podcast. But it was sort of like a bunk bed, like camping scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt and I were in the same bunk bed.
Oh,
not,
it was
not
this
the same
season.
Bed, in the same room.
Okay.
Yeah. And we got along really well. And I would just like lightly roast him a bit, you know, because I have wit and personality.
Yep.
And I was like 100% his favorite. So now in real life, I have a crush on him because of how well we got along in the dream.
Okay, that's...
You seem... upset about this?
Well,
or?
I just don't know how you got so you got a crush from the dream in
yeah.
which the only reason you have a crush on him is because he liked your jokes, so you don't know anything about him. You don't know anything about him. He's like, I don't know, he seems to
well, he was,
have a good
he's
sense
not an uptight
humor.
Bitch. He's,
yeah.
You know, he has a laugh.
Yeah, okay.
We had the same sense of humor.
All right, cool.
But in a gentle way where he doesn't roast me back because
okay.
I'm perfect.
Okay.
So now I have, but I know why I had that dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I'm not going to say who or where, but someone sent us a picture of him at the gym.
Yes.
At like midnight.
Okay.
Obviously, he's trying to hide from the crowds. Didn't work. Someone sent us a photo.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I do not condone stalking and taking photos of this man. He has enough attention on him, but I also appreciate it.
I mean, you know, sometimes you want to take photos of people. I Nelly took a video of people from my bedroom window today because they were out in the street and there was a man and there was a lady with him and she was in a big coat and he was like, they were out in the street and he was using one of those fur rollers to roll her whole body down to get all the hair off her just in the street, her whole body with the coat. It was insane. Sorry, they're also dressed in like trench coats, by the way. It was like, they were like...
Maybe you should have filmed this because this does not sound as crazy as you're making it out
okay,
to be.
Okay, and they... so they were in like, I guess like, what do you call that thing where people wear like the goggles and stuff?
Pool?
No. They're like, you know, they're like tech wear goggles.
What are you
steampunk.
Talking about?
Steampunk.
Oh.
They had like steampunk goggles on their head and they were in trench coats
shit.
And he was wiping her down with one of those like... cat roller things to get all the cat air off her.
Okay.
Of course she got some cats. What are you talking about?
Right. Well, yeah, no, that probably would have been a bit funny. Anyway, the point is, because I saw a picture of him at the gym, it wasn't like Channel 10 was trying to force his hotness down my throat by making him take his shirt off when he probably was uncomfortable at the time.
Yeah. Okay.
This was him in his element, you know, just working out that body.
Yeah.
And now I'm on board.
Okay, so Naomi's got a crush since she saw a photo of him topless and he, in her dream, laughed at her joke.
Well, he was wearing a shirt.
Okay.
But it was loose-fitting and sleeveless. I'll say that.
Tight-fitting?
No, it was, like, loose.
You know how
men's tank tops, the arm goes down real low and you can basically see half their chest
anyway? Yeah, because they're psychos. Why are they wearing that?
So they can get away with wearing a shirt when they don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like seeing a nipple come out the side of a singlet.
Well,
it
depends whose nipple it is. Tell you what.
Okay.
Anyway, oh my goodness, here we are again. Let's get into it. Mm-hmm. So we've got two episodes to cover.
Yep.
Fucking 28 women. We're not going to talk about all of them.
No, we can't. We literally can't.
We can't do this.
We also didn't meet some of them.
Yeah, I don't even remember some of them talking at all.
No. And no screen time. We'll still have points where 10 episodes in we see somebody and go, who the fuck's that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because we can't know everyone when they don't show us.
No, and I have... As I said, I was doing things with my feet for this first episode, and so I wasn't really taking note of people's names as well. So I'll be like blonde hair, blue dress, or something like that.
Right. I've tried to get some of their names, yeah. So it's okay. We'll figure it out. All right, so we open.
Yeah.
Beautiful ocean sunrise or some shit. I don't even remember this. I just know this is how it always opens. He's running on the beach.
Yeah.
But he has a lab coat on or some bullshit. Osha says, love is written in the stars. There are a lot of astrophysicist puns in this.
They love mentioning the stars.
I do not find it clever.
No.
I do not care for it. This is an anti-pun podcast, okay?
Speak
apart
for yourself.
From last time when you said loose lips sink ships.
Thank you.
Referring to STDs for people in the Navy.
That are rife
and
in Townsville.
That was fucking funny. Anyway.
Thank you.
So we meet.
I have a crush on you now.
That's all it takes for anyone to have a crush on anyone.
Well, you like my joke. Cool.
Okay, so we meet the Bachelor. The reason that he has come on the show is because he is scientifically minded, mm-hmm. and he said that the Bachelor has good evidence and of, like, couples ending up together.
Is that true?
I will say way better statistically than the American Bachelor.
Okay.
Which I would say is a bit of a meaner show that's, like, more, like, bitchy. Leans more into drama and, you know, gives them the opportunity for overnight visits, which I feel like...
Yeah.
They allows them to intensify relationships more than you can here.
Yeah, I think that would be hard with overnight visits and stuff, especially, like, if you were the woman going on an overnight visit, I feel like you would feel pressure to fuck even if you didn't want to.
Oh, and it was The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Or you'd be pressured not to because you're like,
I'm a good girl.
Save it for later.
Yeah.
If you fall in love with me, then you get to fuck me. So he says it's evidence. And I have to say, true, 3 of the 6 matches are still together.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
sure. That's 50-50.
And I think they all have kids now. So that's pretty fucking good. Maddie J just had a baby with Laura.
Yeah. Ali's still with Tate, it seems, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a Bachelorette.
Yeah, but that still counts. Okay, so we haven't counted the Bachelorette in this.
Well, no, it's completely different.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, I thought it was just the format.
Men and women are different. Okay, why don't you try going to a stand-up comedy night and you'll find out all about it. Because the women are funny. Sorry. Anyway, so we meet him. He walks up. Osha's there on the fucking red carpet. Osha walks off saying, good luck, like that. And I was like, what the fuck is
what's
going
gonna happen?
On?
Are they gonna kill him? They have people waiting, assassins?
Well, I'll tell you, there's some bunny boilers, so watch out for them, right? Anyway, we meet the first woman, who is Elena.
Yep.
She's wife material straight off the bat, which I feel like the first woman is always wife material.
Yeah.
She gets beautiful, beautiful music, and she is like, she's from Mauritius, so she's like, speaks French and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Someone to take note of, because I feel like she will go far.
Yeah.
I think.
She looks like the type of person who goes far too. She looks very normal. Normal, sorry.
By goes far, you mean white, blonde, pretty, tall, nice.
And also when I say normal,
and charming.
I mean normal in the Bachelor house.
She's a template, if you will.
Yeah. There's always like people who I see and I'm like, oh no, there's no way you're going far in this competition.
Well, yeah, because you can tell, because usually underneath there's a soundtrack that goes boop, 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 boop. The next person of note is Chelsea, who's a chemical engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea drives me crazy because it feels like she thinks that being smart is the one thing that sets her apart from anyone.
Yeah.
We talked about this because this scene was in the, like, ads, but just her being like, you don't know what this is, do you? And he's like, molecule. And she's like, oh!
Sorry, I didn't realize I was talking to a genius.
Yeah, it's oxytocin, the love chemical. Oh, you know, oh, I didn't know anyone would know what this was. Oh, being smart is my only personality trait. People can be smart, Chelsea.
Yeah.
But, you know, she seems nice too anyway. But she it was a temporary tattoo and she stuck that on his chest. Mm-hmm. Rubbed it on. We saw his nipple there.
Yeah, how'd that make you feel?
Well, nothing then. This is before the dream.
So if you go back, will you go back just to watch it to get horny?
I haven't. I'm sure he'll get his shirt off again. I won't need to go back to that.
Okay, sorry.
But I haven't watched it since my dream.
Okay.
I don't think he had such a dorky laugh in my dream. Okay. So that might ruin it for me because the one thing that, like, I think softens The Bachelor because he's, like, very good looking, I would say. Would you agree?
I think he's fine. He's objectively, not my type. Objectively, though. Oh, yeah. In the way society views someone.
The cover of Men's Health.
Yeah. I just, there's something about his face that I don't like.
Is it when he laughs?
I don't know.
Because it's very disarming because he, like, he has, like, a fucking dork laugh.
Yeah, you know what I think?
I really like about him.
He looks like a Disney prince when they're making him look, like, normal and not like the prince. Like, when they make them down to earth and there's something weird about it where I'm like, I don't like that bit.
What?
I don't know. I don't like it when he's being all goofy.
He can't help that.
Yeah, no, which is weird because I also love goofiness.
Oh, my God. Sorry, you're with a Disney prince who never does anything goofy.
No, he's the most normal man. He's so normal. You all know how normal he is.
Anyway, she says, I didn't think he would understand what I was talking about. Not many people do, so all right, we get it, Chelsea. There's like a few engineers in this house as well, so she's not...
Poor lady, she's going to freak out.
Yeah. Now we get to Abby. So Abby is the one who went viral with this. He says, I'm an astrophysicist. And she goes, okay, I'm a Gemini.
Yeah.
Now, what did you think when you watched this?
As you can see on my page, I completely missed her because I was monkey footing.
Fucking hell.
Can you see my note that says,
yes,
missed a few because I was monkey footing for Instagram?
Okay, well, right, I'll talk about this alone. She said she was joking and she was really upset when it went viral because it made her look like a dumbass and she was joking.
Yeah.
Now, we had a source who said when they saw the video, I know her and there's no way that she would have
said that
seriously. She was clearly joking. He came out on the project and said, yeah, she was joking. They edited that unfairly. And when you watch it, it's, like, clearly been edited to shit because, like, it just doesn't look natural at all. And they're clearly just, like, splicing random shit together to make it look awkward. Anyway, Abby, we're on your side.
Yeah, Abby, we
especially
like
especially Danielle,
and you got
who's very passionate
hair.
About this.
Yep.
Passionate enough to watch it unfold on screen. And I saw there were some people who were like, that's nice of you, Matt, but clearly she is a dumb bitch.
What?
But it's nice of you to, like, protect her. And I was like, no, she's clearly a smart girl. You can just tell from, like, her interviews. I'm team Abby. I like Abby.
Who are these people?
It doesn't matter. Just people who are like, oh, yeah, I'm sure. And it's like, you can tell immediately.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to Abby, but I don't think anyone's going to remember you from that viral clip anyway because it's too anonymous, so no. I wouldn't stress. And also, you're definitely gonna be the next Alicia.
Abby's also one of those people, so there's two people in the house that I think when they have their hair in different ways look like completely different people.
Oh, when she has her hair straight,
yeah,
it's way longer.
Yeah, but that
what's the science on that?
And just like pulling it Chelsea up in different ways, you know, her and Rachel look completely different with different hair. Rachel in the second episode had braids and I was like, I don't know who this oh,
I could tell that face.
Yeah, okay. Oh, anyway. You could tell because of the other stuff.
Anyway, okay. Kristen, the girl who we read loves China. I was like, what does that mean? Oh, my God. She's getting the China edit.
Yeah.
For context, she is white, but she lived in China for 2 years. She's a China researcher. She says, my dream is to one day run an empire where I teach tons of children to speak Mandarin.
An empire?
I was like, do you just love
it's
China?
It's a dynasty.
Don't they? Now, I'm going to reveal how much I don't know here, but I'm pretty sure China is like communist and maybe lacking a little bit of freedom.
Yeah, I know.
You can go to jail for being a Muslim over there.
What is
or
that?
For that's like growing that a Muslim beard, you can literally go to jail.
Oh my God. Is that because there's that thing that they in, I can't remember the district or whatever, where there's like, I think there's like 2 million people or something in like a concentration camp, but they deny that it's like, they deny that it's a concentration camp for people being Muslim or whatever it is. And so they say that they're terrorists. And it's like, dude, there's no way there's 2 million terrorists. Absolutely not.
So, I don't know. I see a few problems. She just seems to be obsessed to the point where she wants to imitate their policies.
Yeah.
She I don't know about that.
I like anytime she walks on screen, the music becomes like, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Is that so racist?
Yeah, it's what? Real weird.
You can even tell, like, even before you see her, you just hear that, doing, doing, doing.
Also, she says, check out my box a million times, because she gives him a box.
She brings him a box. It has.
Open my box. Look in my box.
It had something in it. I don't even.
It was a fortune cookie.
A fortune cookie that said, something,
duh,
something in it said like, oh, well, you're gonna find love or some shit. She speaks in Chinese all the time.
Yeah, the producers have to be saying, ask her to say that in Mandarin or something, because she's speaking so much Chinese.
I mean, I can't speak Mandarin, but she sounds good. Sounds like she's got great enunciation. And then she's like starts talking to him in Mandarin, and then he like says something. He says thank you back.
Like Shen Chen or something?
She or something. Yeah. And she just, her eye, she loses her fucking mind. She's like. He can speak a little bit of every language. I think he tried to speak French as well to
I feel like,
Eleanor.
But people also, like, a lot of the time know if they've been to that country, they know, like, a hello or goodbye or a thank you or something.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's traveled.
Yeah.
A well-educated man like him. I'm in love with him. Imagine if we'd met at uni doing our double degrees in science and engineering together.
I'm going to message Mark and say he's got to watch out for you this season. Because apparently you live in the same suburb as him.
Oh,
and
you're
going to start going to that gym.
Yeah, I'm going to start going to that gym at midnight every night just to find him. I'll probably just see him on the street one day maybe. Oh, no, because he's hiding.
Yeah,
he's got to go to the gym. He's got to stay buff.
Yeah, he's got to stay buff. You can
for
go.
His, but he's probably, I think he's probably engaged or in a serious relationship now. That's the only obstacle keeping us apart. And then you have a bunch of the, all those women were blonde basically. And then you have a bunch of just brunettes in a montage, which can tell you that they're not getting anywhere.
Boring. Brown is boring.
Brown hair is boring. Brown skin, interesting. They get some time, which is good because at least they're allowed on the show.
Like, we can't be racist.
Why can't they still be racist?
I mean, I think that they're like trying to, they are trying to be like, we got screen time too.
Oh yeah, give them screen time.
But we all know what'll probably happen.
I mean, they are saying a lot of interesting things though.
They are.
They're good characters, these girls. So we've got Mary from Rio, who's the one who just says bitch a lot, which I love. And
she's very sassy.
Yeah.
I like, she always says something fun.
It usually has the word bitch in it, which I love.
She also
adding
opens
the word
up her eyes real wide. Which makes me think like, yes, what are you thinking in there?
Hannah is blonde. She's the one who said that the thing that she would impress The Bachelor with was her huge knockers. And then she comes in with some Love Actually, like, note cards. We could end up like this. And then it's a photo of Laura and Maddie J, who were the last successful couple from The Bachelor. And I'm like, hell yeah. I love this girl. It's only going to get better from here. Then we have our villain of the season, Nicole.
One of the villains.
Nicole is from the Gold Coast.
She's one of the boys.
She says, with a laugh, four guys were chasing her down the street filming her on their Snapchat the other day. Like, that's something to brag about and not call the police over.
That wasn't a threat. When she said that, I lost my mind. Because she also said it in a very threatening way as well. She was like, I was skateboarding down the street and these four guys, like, drove after me, like, chasing me down to film me for their Snapchat. And I was like, babe.
So yeah, I've got a lot going on. She comes in wearing motorcycle gear. She's on a motorcycle, yeah. And she's like, wait until you see me inside because I'm actually really hot. Anyway, her whole thing is that guys love her and she can get everything. Oh, yeah, she's not like other girls. Yeah, she seems mean.
Yeah.
That's the way, she's not like other girls. I just want to be careful of her because she's getting the villain edit. We're not going to automatically villainize her.
She also literally said, I'm not like other girls, which I feel like, I mean, you know that's not a good thing to say.
But I also think she's like definitely going for the villain role to get airtime.
Yeah, true. She might.
She's not, I don't think she's naturally like a, she's not like a witty villain like Kira or I would say Kat, even though Kat was pretty mean at the end there.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're like funny. They have a reason to be like that. Whereas I feel like she is just insecure because she just keeps talking about how she can get anything she wants. And it's like, A, you're just doing this for TV, which I love because TV needs villains, but also watch out because you're going to get destroyed by the public.
I don't think any of them would understand how bad it would be until they were doing it.
But
like how bad it could be.
How many Instagram followers do you get though? It's probably worth it.
Yeah, but if it's just abuse.
I mean, some people just want to be famous.
Yeah, maybe. And
like they don't care like what the perception is because you still get free shit.
Yeah, but for how much longer with Instagram?
Depends what you can twist it into. I mean, Kira's still doing pretty well.
Yeah?
Yeah, but she won everyone's hearts in the end.
Okay.
Again, to be clear, I like Kira from the beginning, and everyone was against her because they couldn't tell how funny and beautiful she was.
I never watched that season. As we know, last year was my first time watching.
Next up is Vako, who is...
Vako?
Vako.
Vako.
It's pronounced Vako.
Okay.
Who sits in the limousine and says, hi, my name's Vako, a million times in a row. And then she comes up and I immediately love her. Yep. She comes up with her own little red carpet, rolls it, and then she just like does a little catwalk and just like poses for him. Funny immediately. And then she makes him do it. He does a little thing, turns around and gives her a little like Zoolander, because I'm sure that's his only reference to modeling that he knows. And then she goes, bam, I'm pregnant. And then she goes to leave and he's like, why are you leaving? And he's like, oh, I gotta leave you one more. And then she says, and by the way, once you go black, you never go back. Yep. She's black, by the way. That'll be really weird. Yeah. She was white. I love her. Immediately, I love her. She's so funny.
Yeah.
At least she's got a fucking personality.
I'm excited to see how it plays it, because I also think it's funny that later in the episode, she again pulls the red carpet out.
Oh, yeah.
That's the funniest thing you could do, is to use your prop gag twice.
But then it's like a proper, see, I feel like in the first thing, it was just like, this is who I am. And then she got out again. I'm like, why are you doing the same thing? But then she did like a serious like catwalk strut. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah, this is your job. Like, it's like, she knows what she's doing. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Something in the shoulders. She's so beautiful.
Yeah, I need to work out how to
I'm get obsessed with Vako. And everyone's obsessed with Vako as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, everyone on Twitter. Okay, and then we have Emma. Emma is getting the crazy edit immediately.
Yeah. She's like Kate Middleton.
She does look like a bit.
I think she looks like Kate Middleton. But yeah, she's getting the crazy edit, even though she's just trying to pretend that she's interested in this man that she's just met. Which also, she might be, because she might have had a dream before she went in.
Exactly.
And also, like, you see him, you got the thing, he's in the suit, you know, like, everybody looks better in a suit. I've never seen a man who looked worse in a suit.
Also, when it's competitive, like, sometimes, I feel like competing makes you want something more. Like, sometimes, like, I've been like, oh, I think I'm going to quit this thing because I don't like doing it. I hate doing it. I don't want to do it anymore. And then I saw, like, a picture of my friend doing the same thing, and I'm like, why did she get that over me? And it's like not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it being a competition just makes you want to win. And also because it's like emotional, seeing a guy that you like flirt with someone else, it's just, it's a recipe.
Or even a guy that you know you're supposed to like, or you're not sure. You know, sometimes like...
They also the thing that hinges on you being there as well.
Yeah.
So many factors.
Yeah, that's true. Go into this love potion. It hinges on your potential career progress.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What's she do?
What does she do? I don't know. It took me a while to figure out what her accent was because it's half Australian. And I was like, you sound... I was like, your voice is like bizarre to me. You sound like a cartoon character. And then once I worked out it was half Irish, suddenly it sounded normal again and I could calm down.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear her accent.
I didn't hear it. I just thought she talked weird. And then Jono was like... He was like, the lady with the accent. And I was like... There was heaps of ladies with accents. And yeah. I was like, that one. And he was like, no, the one who has the insane accent. And I was like, I didn't hear it. I just didn't hear it. Do you know how, like, we've got some friends who, like, were brought up in multiple countries and you just think it's their way of speaking? You don't realize that it's, like...
Like Josh Thomas?
Oh, yeah. Or, like...
Because his accent is based on nothing. He just started talking like that.
Okay. He sounds British.
I meant,
for example... Jack Druce has like some words that he says differently.
Oh yeah,
I meant like that. Like I didn't realize it was because you've been brought up in another country for a bit. I just thought it was like you just say words weird because some reason.
That's what I thought too, and I was like, your voice is fucking insane. But then once the Irish thing clicked, and I was like, I calmed down because it felt normal again. Because it's just a little bit like this, and it's really hard. Oh my god,
that sounds horrible.
It was just, but. Once you know it's Irish, it's fine. And I'm like, okay. It was like breaking something in my brain.
Okay.
Anyway, she's getting the crazy edit immediately. She's got like this funny manic music in the background. And she starts talking about what their theme of their wedding should be. And he's like, oh, that was a bit soon.
It's a bit full on.
And something that's funny is they clearly have to meet at the center of the platform that they're on. Like they have to walk up to the center, but they clearly stop at the start of it, and so you can tell with each of the girls, he like grabs their hand and he just starts like walking backwards with them every single time because none of them land in the right spot. We have Sagand next, who is an engineer who doesn't need to talk about it all the time.
Nope.
She
got other personality traits to talk about.
Yeah, being Persian seems to be the main one.
Yeah.
So she makes him say something in Persian, and then he's like, wait, what did I say? And then she's like, oh, you'll have to wait till you get inside. And he's like, oh, no. What she did make him say was, will you marry me? But I thought it would be really funny because she could make him say anything. Like, imagine if she made him say something to, like, get him cancelled. Like,
oh, I was going to
actually made him say, like, there are only two genders or something like that. Yep. It could have been anything.
Or, I mean, everybody would know that she made him say that. I think it would be funny to make him say, I did a big shit earlier or something. I don't know.
You would not something make it harmless. Far. Imagine saying that to someone you're trying to woo. Oh, I actually made you say that you did a big shit.
Funny.
The next one, clearly gunning for a wife position, is Ellie.
Ellie, okay.
A little country princess.
Yeah. So her thing, you know how everybody has a thing when they come in?
Yes.
Her thing was...
Some people bring like a present or they say a phrase or they wear a little costume.
She was very smart about hers because it gave her so much time with him. She basically got a single date.
It's absolutely rigged. Yeah. So there was a fucking campfire and she got some camping chairs out and they just sat there and roasted marshmallows together. They
toasted multiple marshmallows.
Yeah, multiple. How much time did they have? Like they're just sitting down. It was so weird.
Yeah, they would have had over half an hour together because they would have had to walk off the site, go over, sit down at the campfire, wherever the fuck that was. They might have even got a car off site. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They got so much time together. Absolutely rigged. Anyway, next we have Rachel, who's gunning for the other villain position.
Yeah.
She brings a maid of honor with her, so she's wearing a wedding dress. She comes in and then, they have a bit of a chat. And then for some reason, Matt, like, talks to the maid of honor, which is her friend, Tanya.
Yeah, I think he's confused because it seems
he
like...
Maybe he thought that she was another one.
Another contestant and that she was just being quiet and helping this other one get in or something. Very strange.
Well, she was wearing a sash saying maid of honor. And then Rachel's just, like, standing on the steps in the distance. And just with absolutely no expression on her face while he's talking to, like, her friend. I don't think
she can show much expression, though, to be fair.
She, for someone so young, she has clearly spent a lot of money on her face.
Yeah.
Anyway, she just goes, oh my God, that's so funny.
He wanted to hit on you.
Oh, that's so funny. She did not think it was funny.
No, she didn't not think it was funny at all.
That's why you don't bring a friend with you.
No, she asked her friend what his name was because she didn't ask his name, which is so funny.
Well, I mean, you caught up in the moment. I'm not going to blame her for that.
Also, anyway, she said she'd usually go for a more rugged guy, which is kind of funny.
So she gets inside. She's the last one there. And then she says, oh, when I saw him from a distance, I was like, oh, this guy's not hot. And then she clearly had a second half of that sentence where she was like, and then I got up close to him and I was like, oh my God, he's gorgeous. But they clearly just chopped off the first half.
Yeah.
So rude. Don't prevent her. Like, no one says a sentence like that and then just fucking stops.
It's funny. And she also, I feel like she would have given consent because she's given consent to be the villain. She already wanted to be the villain.
Yeah. So. I feel like Nicole's trying harder to be the villain than she is. I think she's just a bit of a dick in a way that I'm fully support.
Didn't you say in the quote that she said she wanted to be the villain, or was that Nicole who said she... Which one said that they wanted to be the villain?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you remember in the last episode when you read, when we read all the contestants, somebody said that they wanted to be the Kira, this season's Kira?
It was... I don't know which one it was.
Okay. Because they also... It's not like you'd remember because from... You know, because from a time ago, you'd be like, they don't look... Like, you'd just be like, oh, yeah, two blonde white women. It'd be hard to remember which so is many which. Blonde.
Oh, my Bless God. You. Sorry, I'm allergic to...
I loved... Somebody in the edit, somebody just did a burp, and I loved it so much.
A burp?
Yeah, they just had somebody just, like, do a... One of the girls just did a burp, and they just put it
in. That's filthy.
It's so funny.
All right, so we've got all the girls in the house. Osha comes in and tells them that there is a bachelor first. Like every season, there's a bachelor first, mm-hmm. which essentially means...
It's the same thing
tweaking
every
some opportunity slightly.
Yeah.
Where there's an extra perk.
One of you's going to get a date and a rose tonight.
Yes. It turns out it's the golden ticket. Mm-hmm. And one of them gets to explore a chocolate factory and maybe inherit it. No, just kidding. But that'll be way good. Better. Did you like that?
Yeah, that was good.
You
Thinking
didn't laugh.
Fly. No, but I was in my head, I was being like, all right, I get it. Where's she taking this?
That was
I thought you were going to be like, and then they go up through the elevator and shoot out the top of the building and crash and die or something. Because doesn't that happen?
I don't know.
I don't know if they crash and die, but they definitely shoot out the top of the elevator.
I don't think they crash and die. I mean, four of the children do.
Yeah.
Don't know about that,
blow
place.
Up and get, I don't know.
Some OH&S issues there. Anyway, they get to, the thing is they get to have a hometown date with the bachelor in his hometown. That is Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Shame we didn't know about it because I'm sure it's already happened now and we could have staked it out.
I mean, could we have?
Yeah.
How?
Well, I don't know. It depends where it is. I'm sure they would have had to go for a walk along, like, the fucking Bridge Road or some shit.
Yeah.
Go to Faulkner's Park. See that, Bill.
Yeah. What do you reckon they would have done in Melbourne?
Maybe the Melbourne beach, maybe? Star. The big Ferris wheel that we have that no one goes on.
Surely they wouldn't go on that. Literally nobody goes on that.
But it'd be a good view.
Yeah, it could
be
a good view.
I'm trying to think. What else would they... Maybe the Sky Deck?
Yeah,
so
maybe.
So that's the tallest building in Melbourne, and you go up and there's a little like glass cube that extends from the side of the building, and you go in it and you like look down.
They're going to go to Luna Park.
Luna Park?
Yeah.
A very shit theme park.
Yeah, they'll go to Luna Park, go like on a roller coaster or something.
That roller coaster that's clowns. Around the outside is fun because it's actually scary because it feels like you actually might
it's
die.
Real it's real rickety.
So old. But then like in the middle of the like little... the seats, there's like just the operator and they're just like standing up while you're sitting there being like, I'm about to die, and they're just like nonchalantly standing up in the middle of it.
Last time I went, the operator on it was like an old, like a comic who used to, like a guy who I used to know from comedy.
Oh really?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, you've ended up here, cool.
Well, that's fine, you get to go on a roller coaster all day.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe they'll go to a bakery then in St Kilda. I don't know, that seems like a touristy thing to do.
Yeah, they could go to Loon. Get a croissant, mm-hmm. get a famous croissant.
Yeah.
Or they might go to like Brunswick Street in Fitzroy.
Yeah.
They could go shopping. What would he do? What do you think he does in his spare time? Study? Nerd.
He's just got glasses.
Try to find planets.
Maybe.
He has a PhD,
maybe
Danielle.
He's into cooking. Maybe they might do a cooking class or something.
I wonder if he's into cooking.
Okay, we're speculating way too much on what this date could possibly be.
I think it's good to guess.
Yeah, okay.
We know it. We live here.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe he'll take her to the gym.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, Emma's like in full swing getting the crazy edit. She says to one of the other girls, I wonder what our initials will be when we get married.
That will be very easy to figure out.
Who's to say? Vacco says, Matt is like a chocolate cake and I don't want to leave before I taste him.
Very sexual.
Oh my God, I love her. Eleanor and Matt are having an aside and the girls are like, oh my God, they're getting along so well. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. Hannah very graciously offers to go and interrupt them. This is where I absolutely fall in love with Hannah. So the one who came with the cue cards, the one who said she had huge knockers, she comes up, she just sits down and goes, hey, what's the topic? And just joins the conversation. Like all the other girls are like, can I steal you away for a chat? But she's just like, I'm just going to three wheel it. And then it like cuts back. Who knows what conversation has happened in between. But she's just like asking, she's like, sorry, I wasn't here for the start of the conversation. So you have two brothers. Oh yeah. Continue. And then you cut back again and she's like, do you like Lord of the Rings? And
Matt's that like, was so funny.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, thank God. And then it cuts back again and she's like, Tolkien really created a whole language. Isn't that just magical? Yeah. Isn't that amazing? I love her so much. Like, imagine just changing a conversation to how you can talk about how J.R.R. Tolkien
created Elvish.
Created Elvish.
Yeah, that was bonkers crazy, and I liked that.
And then she says, this is her idea of small talk, I guess. She says to him, and this is still Eleanor sitting there this entire time. She goes, what's an action film that you would, like, watch it and then you come out of the cinema and you're just like, poof, 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 like, you're just feeling, like, tough. What does that mean?
This would be for the me, type
it's Mad Max Fury Road, I have to say.
Yeah, okay.
Very empowering film, actually.
Okay.
Set in Australia, women who are going into their, like, 60s and 70s kicking ass.
Yeah, okay.
I'm answering that quite genuinely. Furiosa, she's not living for any man.
Okay. I think for me it would be Wanted. I know it wasn't a very popular movie. Yes. I don't think
I've ever seen it.
I know it wasn't a very popular movie. Terrible reviews, but it's got my number one celebrity crush in it, James McAvoy.
You like him?
Oh, my God. He's the hottest person in the whole world to me. I don't know why. I know who you're talking about. Looks like a regular man, but there's something about him that I can't quite shake.
Love to know what it is. He's like one of
those
dudes.
He's one of those people. Well, I don't know. There's something about him. He's one of those.
Just like his talent, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about him that just like wets my whistle, if you know what I mean.
Just say vagina.
Yeah, where's my pussy? Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. Got a big celebrity crush on him. Do you want to know who Jono's celebrity crush is?
Yes.
No, I don't. I can't say.
No, you have to say now.
Okay, Mallrat.
Mallrat.
She's like 19.
Oh, is that bad?
Well, I mean.
I mean, he's not.
No, it's fine. Yeah, I guess it's fine.
He's not going to groom her. No. She's just a talented musician. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I told him, I was like, you know, I'd have a celebrity crush who's in Australia. That's rude.
Yeah, that's too close to home.
That's too close to home. Yeah. You need to pick someone like me, living in London or somewhere. I don't know, I assume.
Like you?
New York. Yeah. Pick me as your celebrity crush.
So more rat, too accessible. Me? Out of your league. So, yeah, we have Vacco giving her a little catwalk lesson, which she is just smashing. I'm just, a professional.
Sorry. Who's your celebrity crush?
Who's my celebrity crush? Yeah. I have a few. I'm still not over Blaine from Glee.
Okay,
I'm still on the Darren Criss train.
Yeah, he is good.
I just like vaguely ethnic men. I figured out that that's my type.
Vaguely ethnic.
And usually funny. So, okay. There's my life partner, yep. Mark. But then...
he's vaguely funny.
No. Vaguely ethnic, very funny.
Sorry.
How dare you?
Sorry, I got confused.
He's hilarious. Okay, sorry. Okay? Steve Carell would just let him do whatever he wanted.
Okay.
Jermaine Clement.
Okay, yep.
They always have...
You're right. They're all vaguely ethnic.
Yeah, they always have some, like, bigger facial features.
Yeah, Jermaine's got the lips. Steve Carell's got the nose.
I think he's Italian.
Chris has got the hair.
Oh, my goodness. Just gets my motor running. I keep saying that recently. I hate it. I'd rather say, wets my vagina.
Wets your pussy.
Wets my pussy.
Okay. And who's Mark's celebrity crush, then?
Oh my god, he said the only other person that's as pretty as me
okay.
is Leah Michelle.
So you've both got Glee crushes.
Yeah, we're a couple of Gleeks. But I was like, because he, like, whenever I say, oh, she's pretty, he always says, not as pretty as you, right?
Okay.
Which is like, I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. Like, yeah. I don't take it to heart. But then he said, like, Leah Michelle is. And I was like, in that show, her entire plot is how she's, like, not the pretty girl. It's just weird that, like, that's the pinnacle. And she's, like, beautiful and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, in terms of, like, beautiful people.
Yeah.
It's just weird that she's at the pinnacle. So I'm like, do I look like Leah Michelle?
No. No, you don't look like Leah. I think he's comparing the level in his mind. Maybe he also likes vaguely ethnic looking people. I mean, you don't.
I don't look ethnic at all.
No, you could look. You could look Russian.
I mean, I think I'm part Russian, but yeah. Isn't that white?
Yeah, I mean, it's not English though, is it? You'd look like a Romanov, I guess.
Thank you. Anyway, Bacco's giving her a little catwalk lesson. And then Nicole, our Gold Coast villain, the one who gets all the boys chasing her down the street, steals him away at mm-hmm. that moment. The girls do not like this. So she's really setting herself up as a villain.
Mm-hmm.
oh, yeah. And then you just hear the mandolin again. And you're like, sorry. Here she comes.
I just got a note that says, Krista needs to shut up about China.
Yeah, it's just shots of her with other girls saying, have you ever been to China? You have to go to China. she doesn't blink. Looks like she doesn't blink much.
No. The thing is, she's also so beautiful.
Oh, she's stunning.
She's like the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. Like her face is, to me, what I think of as like the most beautiful looking, like of what she looks like.
Yeah.
For a white woman.
That's as good as it gets.
Yeah, she's got like, you know, she's got all the good stuff going. Now, Sagand also. She's a beaut.
Sagand?
Yeah. I think those two are like, in my mind, the most aesthetically appealing.
Really?
To me, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're both beautiful. Anyway. I mean, they're all beautiful.
Yeah, they're all beautiful. But, you know, we've all got our own things.
They are very pretty. Sometimes a girl just grabs me, though. I don't think any of these girls have grabbed me.
There's no cat this season for you?
There's no cat. There's no. Maybe I'll never move on from cat.
Never move on from
I'm
cat.
I'm trying to think of if one of them I think is just, like, so stunningly beautiful. There's not one that
we haven't spent enough time yet.
No, we have. I mean, I know you were into cat. Usually they, like, grab me in the first second.
Yeah.
But there's been cat and there has been Elena, who was in... Richie's season, and then also I think her name was Lisa in Maddie J's season.
We've also only seen people for like 1 second though. Like there'd be some people we haven't even spent one like 10 seconds of FaceTime with for you to get your crush on.
Sorry, I think it's too late. Maybe it's just because I have a crush on Matt.
Maybe you finally got the crush on the man. This season.
Not my brand at all to be in any way interested in a man. Okay, so here's the twist. Ellie gets the golden ticket, the one who he spent heaps of time with.
Yeah,
what a twist. In that rigged freaking thing.
Yeah, they made it look like it was going to be between Chelsea or Emma. And then, bam, it was Ellie.
The internet has promptly fallen in love with Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's nice.
Oh, yeah. I think, to me...
She's
I
no
like,
Hannah.
No.
She's not bringing up Elvish.
Yeah. I didn't get any personality from her yet.
I mean, she's just sweet. She's just nice and sweet. She's a nurse. She just seems like a lovely person. But beyond that, I mean, Nicole's giving me better TV.
Oh, yeah.
Hannah's giving me better conversation topics. Let's compare all the women.
Okay. I mean, that is what he's doing. That's
that is
job.
The point of the show. We're here to uplift them.
Yeah. Sorry.
And highlight their strengths.
Okay.
And tell people to not cyberbully them.
Then we got the rose ceremony.
And then Hannah says, I think as Ellie gets a golden ticket, Hannah says, she makes me feel happy inside. That's the type of woman Hannah is.
Yeah.
And that's why I like her. She sees something good happen that is bad for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you know what? She deserves it. That's why I like Hannah.
Is that how you felt when I won Raw?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I was so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Anyway.
It's always nice. This is the first time I've ever bought it. I genuinely
was very happy for you. Genuinely, I was thrilled. Thank I knew you were going to win anyway.
Thank you. That's so lovely.
Anyway, there's no other talent on that stage.
How dare you? You
I was right a there. Close second. Yeah. I mean, I didn't come second, but in my opinion, I was a close second.
Yeah. We all. Yeah.
Mary, the one who says bitch a lot, says, you know, when Elliot's old golden ticket, you know she's going to go and they're going to have a nice date and have a nice time. You just hope she's not a good kisser.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pragmatic.
Yeah. I mean, just because somebody's a bad kisser doesn't mean they can't be taught, you know?
Don't look at me like that.
Okay.
Creep. And so we have the rose ceremony. Two women go home. We've looked up who goes home in these episodes because we meet. It's too hard at this stage, right?
So we had the lady in the poison ivy dress went home. And then
yes,
the one.
Yes, it turns out is a textile designer. Oh. So, good on her for at least coming out in an interesting textile.
It was, okay, so the two who went home were her and this lady, Sophie, who, Sophie, I thought
she seemed cool.
I thought she seemed cool, but I also thought she looked like, I thought she either looked like a high school teacher, or.
What does that mean?
Like, she's got, like, high school teacher vibes. Like, she'd be like, all right, guys, sit down at a desk. We got English, all right? You get your books out, please. Boys. Like, she looked like that. And so I was like, gosh, she's going to go tonight.
What, tired?
Yeah, she looked, no, you know what she looked? She doesn't look old by any means. But she, and you know how The Bachelor is ageist.
Yes.
She doesn't look old, but she doesn't look glam in the same way that all the other Bachelor ladies look.
What, she looks like she has a life?
Yeah. And they never pick those ladies.
She looks normal. Is that what you
Yeah,
saying?
She looks normal.
Very good looking girl.
Yeah, very good looking girl, but she looks normal. And so I knew he was going to get rid of her straight away. And then the other one as well, I was like, yeah, she looks too normal.
I thought she seemed cool.
Yes, no, I'm not saying that they don't look cool. I was just saying.
You clearly hate her.
Based off the aesthetic for the
show.
That's
fine.
Because that's the thing, Numi, is.
There's one thing I wrote down that she said.
What?
When he took Eleanor away. She said, oh my God, they look really good together and that pisses me off. I was like, you're funny. Anyway, too little, too late. She's gone. So those two women have gone home.
Yep.
Rachel is the last person to get a rose here. It seems like he didn't want to give her a rose. Clearly, she has to stay around because the producers.
They need those villains.
They need villains.
Until the last like four episodes, they need a villain around.
Absolutely. Do you think that Rachel and Nicole will team up or would they be against each other if it came down to it?
They're not going to team up because I think Rachel seems a... I think Rachel is a bit wittier than Nicole, so I don't see them teaming up. I think they have different senses of humour.
Yeah, I also think Nicole is a little bit too... I'm not like other girls to the point where she would see anyone as a threat.
She wouldn't like Rachel because Rachel has like work done, and I think she'd be like I reckon she'd have like a superiority complex about herself being better than her not having work done. That's what I reckon.
A natural mon beauty. Yeah. She sounds a little bit like Pauline Hanson. Nicole does, I have to say. Something about her voice.
I feel like when I saw her, I immediately felt like I'd met her. So in my mind, I'm like, I don't know, maybe if she grew up in Townsville and I went to school with her or something, but I feel like.
Really?
I felt like when I saw her that I knew her. So I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe you were walking down the street and you saw a woman that was just swamped by men.
That is true.
And that would have been her.
That is true. And I went to defend her and she said, get the fuck away from me.
I'm not like her. Anyway, that's the meanest we're going to be about Nicole.
Yeah.
Because we love villains here on the pod because they give us something to fucking talk about when we have much less content to work with. All right, so we have episode 2 opens with the mandolin because they say that someone who's they get a date card and it turns out it's going to be someone who's bilingual based on the clue. It's like, we don't always speak the same language, but, and then you just hear this.
You're like, oh boy.
One's like, ah, it's Kristen, but there's several people who speak different languages. It turns out it is Sagand who speaks Persian.
And is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life.
You reckon?
Yeah. She's got, like, there's something about a woman who has, like, I'm sorry, but white ladies, we don't, like, if I was tan, oh, just the skin. Oh,
what are you saying?
Like, I feel like.
She has beautiful skin.
She has beautiful skin, and my skin is there's no way it's ever going to look as radiant as a tan woman's skin.
Yeah.
Like, I just.
I mean, she's not tanned.
No, I know that's her skin color.
Okay.
But, like, what do you. It's not like. Yeah, it's like glowing. It's like glowing a skin color. It's like brown glow.
Is absolutely beautiful and perfect a skin color? Because yeah. That's what her skin color is.
Yeah, I can't get. And, like, her face, everything about it's like the perfect face.
Yeah.
She got the hair and the eyes, like, everything. She's even got,
that
like.
That is true.
Like, there's not one thing wrong with her. And other people have stuff wrong with them.
That's where they went wrong. Flaws.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah, look at it. See, her skin, there's, like, nothing wrong with it at all. It's perfect and it's glowing. It looks like she's not even. I mean, yeah, sorry. It does look like she's wearing makeup there, but she obviously is for TV. Duh, they make you weigh so much.
Yeah, she look is, at it. She is very beautiful. So we're just Google imaging her. She is stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks especially good on this date. So
yeah.
She gets the single date. Kristen, China girl, not happy, but that's fine. So they get, she meets him and they get in a chopper.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty witty because he's like, oh, I thought, you know, you surprised me by making me marry, like ask me, getting me to ask you to marry me. So I thought I'd surprise you. And she's like,
with the honeymoon.
I was like, funny girl.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they get in this chopper and they go to the bush and then they just are walking through in the middle of nowhere, which would be a red flag if there wasn't a 20-person camera crew.
Yeah.
And then there's just this, like, ball gown and tuxedo just hanging in the tree.
Oh, my God. Imagine if this was just a normal day. Like, imagine if you and Mark or me and John were walking by ourselves through a forest and then all of a sudden there were a dress and a suit there. I'd be like, what the fuck cult have you tried to get me into? Are you gonna try and marry me today? I'm not marrying you today. We're not getting married today, you psycho. Why the fuck did you do this? This is crazy.
I just thought more like general, just like murderer vibe of just like taking someone to the middle of nowhere and then just being like, put this on.
Yeah, that too.
Like, okay, what happens if I okay, I will. I was like, this is fucking crazy. But yeah. I guess on The Bachelor, the costume person already knows your measurements, so it's fine. You know, it's going to look good on you. So they get dressed and then they keep walking and who knows where they got dressed, by the way. But anyway, gets her hair and makeup done somehow in the bush. And then there's this little opening and there's like an orchestra and a nice little couch with wine or some shit.
Why do they always do the dates where they're watching people play music? It's the most awkward a date could be.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like orchestra is a bit better than, like, having someone serenade you. Because I hate it when they have some act where they're like, oh, my God, it's the Whiplings. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's some band they've never heard of and they have to pretend they're excited about it. But an orchestra, at least, is just, like, something a bit different rather than just having someone sing at you and you just have to pretend that you like it. Because they're the only people that the person who's singing can make eye contact. Yeah. It's like if you've ever been in the front row of, like, a comedy show, like, watching and then they, like, look. And when you're on stage, like, you just talk at people and so it's fine. But then when you're in the audience and the person on stage is talking to you, I just, like, automatically look to the floor every single time.
Yeah, it's so weird because on stage, I don't care. Like, I'm not, like, it's not that I don't care, but I look at somebody.
It doesn't feel intimate.
No, and I don't feel like I'm talking directly to the person I'm looking at, but they think that I'm talking directly to them.
It feels very intimate when
they're, like, they nod more.
Yeah.
That's why I sort of vaguely stare off now. I, like, look around, dart around, and I sort of just, like, vaguely stare off into the light then. Because I think then that I'm not – I think then that if they're further back, then they don't see me. They don't think that I'm looking directly at them maybe, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's too intimate.
Yeah.
Anyway, so at least it was an orchestra because then they're all focusing on their instruments. Because when you're singing, you just, like, have to look at who you're singing at.
Yeah.
Which sounds like an awful experience at any time. I never want someone to sing to me.
Well, I sing every week to you when we sing the Batch Bitch.
Yeah, but we're singing together. Right? That's beautiful. That's You're true. Not serenading me. Maybe one week.
How we dare you?
Anyway, so yeah, they're sitting there watching the orchestra. Everyone on Channel 10 on Twitter is pretending this is the most romantic thing that's ever happened. Like, it doesn't happen every single year. And they're like, oh my God, trying not to cry watching this.
And we I'm saw
like,
it on Bachelor in Paradise and last year. I've only watched this for Bachelor. I've only watched The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and Bachelor in Paradise since last year. One season of each I've watched, and every single one of them, this happened. Yeah. The same thing happened.
Yeah. It happens every time.
Yeah. They tried to pretend that Nick Cummins was into that.
Maybe that's when he ran away and stripped his clothes off. Just laid on a rock. Oh, that poor boy. Okay,
this
so...
This isn't Peaking Duck. What the fuck, man? I don't want to.
Imagine if that would be... I would love that so much if Nick Cummins, the one they got was Peaking Duck. It's just those two guys jumping, like, moshing on the stage, and they're just, like, in their little ball gown and tux, just hugging on a couch watching it.
That would be so good. I would love that.
That's what they should have done. Get us in touch with the producers, honestly. They have a little chat mm-hmm. about how Sagan broke up with her last partner because his family wouldn't accept her.
Yeah.
Some sort of cultural difference. Who knows what it was?
Yeah, that feels like it's what it was, which is sad.
Yeah, which is like, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, because she said it wasn't any difference between them. She was like, they had a great relationship, but obviously it was going to cause rifts with their family down on the track. And then you don't want to be like, fuck, you're going to get resentful. I'm going to hate not being a part of a family, especially if you're from a big family or something. Then you don't want to have weird family rifts all the time.
Yeah. Mm. It's so sad. Anyway.
I mean, she was also probably very, very young as well. And you're like, nah, I could, you know.
But it sounds like they were together for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe they tried to fix it and it just never did.
Yeah.
Anyway, she deserves Sorry. Better. And so they're sitting there, whatever, being romantic. And then he gives her a rose and they kiss.
So is this the first time ever that the Bachelor's kissed on the first date?
I mean, it might be. Yeah. Did Nick kiss on the first date?
No, because Shannon didn't want to kiss.
That's right. Usually, I mean, there's a bit of a pattern. I can't remember exactly how many it is, but usually it's on the Bachelor's second single date. They'll have their first kiss and then that person wins.
Okay.
That's what happened with Sam and Snez, mm-hmm. and it's what happened with Maddie J and Laura. And I don't know about any others. So, and definitely not with Nick Cummins.
No.
Because he didn't pick anyone.
But he loved smooching him.
He did love smooching him. Just the talking bit where mm-hmm. it got a bit hard there. Anyway, so it is early for a first kiss. This is not usually how it goes. So he's thrown our stats off. Like a true scientist,
yeah.
He's thrown us off the scent by ruining all of our controls.
Mm-hmm. As scientists always do. Ruin the controls.
Oh, they're frisky, aren't they? So, yeah, she comes back to the house. Oh, my God. It's so exciting. She's talking about, yeah, we kissed. Oh, this happened. Oh, and I get to keep the dress, blah, blah, blah.
Multiple kisses.
Emma does not want to hear about it. Because she really likes Matt.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. I mean, I know how she feels. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
And I don't even have a chance.
Don't
then
say that.
Oh, no. Don't say that. Who knows? Maybe we'll meet at the Logies one time. So then there's a group date with all 18 mm-hmm. of the women. Now, remember, we've only been introduced to 20. So they're playing, like, some games with the Bachelor, some fucking who knows. And that's when we find out there's 8 more women coming in.
Yep.
Why have they done it like this?
I mean, in 6 weeks when we need more women.
Yeah, I know why they've done it. And it's just because to just throw all the women off early and just get them insecure.
Yeah, okay.
Great job, Channel 10. Really proud of you for that one. Anyway, I guess they thought it was going to be more interesting for us to see more new women, but it's too soon. There's already too many women that we don't know of. This was a bad decision on their part.
Yeah, I don't know. I was already not engaged right now because there were so many women who I didn't, and I didn't know who was talking, and I don't know personalities yet.
Yeah.
And we haven't sussed out the house dynamic yet. Like, we don't know anything yet.
Yep. Anyway, so then they find out, oh, there's new women going to come. 8 new women have shown up in a Hummer.
Mm-hmm.
I tweeted about this, and then I posted a picture of me at my debutante ball because we went in a hot pink Hummer.
Of course.
So I relate because I said that good girls show up in limousines and bad girls show up in Hummers, and I'm a bad girl.
I know you are.
Yeah, you know. Look at my pants.
Yeah.
They show up in a Hummer, and the old girls basically have to watch from a distance as all the new girls. Again, there's like a 2-day difference between these events.
Yeah. Well, no, there's a week apparently.
A week.
So, because I was confused because I was like, why is everybody calling them the old girls? They've been here for 1 day. And then somebody said, it's been a week and there's already girls here. So I assume it had been a week then.
Well, I know that the first like night where he meets them all happens over several nights because they have to shoot when the sun is down, and that's so much content to get through.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot going on there. So I'm sure they're very tired.
Yeah.
And then they also had to have Sagan have her date as well. So they have to watch on. We have Julia, who comes in with a ukulele. Now, Julia is the one who said she wants to find someone who loves God.
Yep.
So, but she's getting a good edit here. So she comes in with a ukulele, and then Nicole says, is that a guitar?
No.
But she's singing, and she's a good singer. So this does help her.
Well, I didn't think she compared at all to our Batch Bitch intros. I thought she was fine.
Oh, yeah. If you want some, like, personality and some flavor, then you come to Batch Bitch. If you want someone who's going to have a good voice, then I guess you can call Julia.
Yeah. Seriously.
I mean, you can't have it all.
No.
Anyway, Monique comes in, who Nicole, for some reason, our Gold Coast blonde, seems to think that Monique is like,
she thinks that Monique looks like her, which, by the way, they just have blonde curly hair.
It's not even parted the same.
No.
Like, Nicole has a side part, Monique has a middle part.
They have completely different faces.
Absolutely nothing alike. Monique has big lips, Nicole doesn't. Big tits, Nicole doesn't. In fact, one of them says, oh, look at the boobs. And then Nicole says, oh, yeah, look at the boobs. I don't have the boobs. They just keep saying boobs. So she acknowledges that much, but she just keeps saying, oh my God, she's my doppelganger. Oh my God, she's exactly the same as me. They look fucking nothing alike.
Yeah.
There's 20 blondes.
Do I look like Leah Michelle? No, you don't look like Leah Michelle.
Well, good. I don't want to play the like.
You've just both got brown hair.
Well, I think they look more alike than I do with Leah Michelle. Only because they're, like, at least the same race.
Yeah.
Nicole
also is like, she's shorter than me.
Okay.
Okay. Women cool. Don't really care about height.
Yeah, no. She was the one who we didn't like the dress, maybe. And it turns out she's a lingerie designer.
Yeah.
Oh, and she says she's a tomboy. Anyway, she says, I love lacy lingerie. And then Matt says, I also love lacy lingerie. And I was like, fucking stay in your lane. Do not try to be sexy. It's too early, and you can't be a dweeb and be talking about how much you love lacy lingerie.
Yeah, put your boner away, Matt.
Yeah, too early for this. Stop getting horny.
Yeah.
No more horny from you.
I feel like he did that thing that like the coyote does when he sees the roadrunner, or when the road, like, and he's like, boing, and his eyes like pop out of his head when she said lingerie designer.
Oh my God, she must. Yeah, every girl there. I would posit that almost every woman there has like a shitload of lacy lingerie, just in case.
Yeah.
The opportunity arose where they had to like strip off and like swim in a lake or something.
I would love it too if we could see the lingerie she designs, and it's kind of like crazy fetish wear too that would freak him the fuck out.
Oh my God,
that would like make me so happy, just so that he. Like, because he seems quite vanilla. I'd love it if it was all, like, full latex suits or something. That would be so funny.
Mm.
Hello, Bars. Bars, my housemate, has just gotten home. Yeah, good. Oh, this is Tarzo.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Sorry, we had a bit of a break.
We're back. Tarzo went bonkers at my housemate for walking in.
That's the first time I've ever... I was half convinced that your housemate didn't really exist, to be honest.
Buzzy.
Because you made him seem quite mythical, actually. and what's the first thing he said to me?
He liked your pants.
He liked my pants. Everyone, it's going well for me in these pants. They're clearly a statement piece.
Yes.
I knew they were loud. Guess what? They're shouting, look at me. I'm doing great.
They are shouting that. Now, also, while we were sorting out Tarzo going crazy and stuff, we looked up Monique's lingerie line, which it sort of seems to be like it doesn't really... It doesn't seem like there's any way to purchase it.
It seems like it was... She's not done much stuff recently on it. It looks like it's all from a few years back, to be honest. Which is fine. But I wouldn't say she's like an active seller of lingerie.
Yeah, I would be
based on this
interested to see what she does now. Like, I mean, the thing is, she could be still be a lingerie designer. It could just be that she's working for a brand name now or something. You know, maybe she's working for Honey Burdette. I don't really know any names of anyone that aren't that.
But I don't think so.
No.
I think she's probably just doing something else and then doing that on the side.
What's her name?
Monique.
Her last name?
Oh, man, I don't know. What am I?
I was going to look her up on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn?
Yeah, maybe she'd have some stuff on there.
Yeah, no, she just has Intimates by Monique. Oh, my sister already follows her, of course. No, I don't think there's much there. It's fine. Anyway, the lingerie looks nice. It's not anything that outlandish. Are you scrolling or are you
engaging with me? No, I was trying to look. Trying to look up her thing on LinkedIn.
I don't think she's on LinkedIn.
No, but also typing Monique and Bachelor LinkedIn doesn't work because everybody's got a degree, which doesn't help.
Oh yeah, like me, I have a bachelor.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, I don't. I have two.
Very good, you and Matt.
Just like Matt.
Meant to be.
Well, I'm just like Chelsea. Except I don't think that no one understands it. Because guess what? I don't understand it. Couldn't tell you anything. Couldn't tell you how electricity even works at this point. All right, let's keep going.
Yeah.
There is a cheerleader girl whose name I've forgotten now. She does a chant, like a cheer. She does a cheer.
It seems like it makes Matt uncomfortable, to be honest. He doesn't. He looks, when she's running
seems
towards
to go
him.
For too long.
Yeah, his eyes are like the widest I've ever seen a man's eyes. Just like, and not in like a... Wow, this is awesome. More like a holy fucking shit, what the fuck's gonna happen? I'm terrified. I don't know how to react to this.
Is that the way that my eyes look when I'm having a panic?
Yeah. I know it well.
I do it a lot.
Yeah.
People point it out to me and I don't realize I'm doing it, but
no.
I'm doing it a lot of the fucking time.
Yeah.
Because I'm always panicking.
Good callback.
To what?
To Jess Perkins' joke.
Oh, Jess Perkins has a joke about panicking.
To women. We're always panicking.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
My friend Hum likes to say that anxiety is a feminine mental disorder and depression is the masculine mental disorder. And that she's better because she has the masculine one.
How? That's sexist, Hum. Somehow you've made depression sexist.
Oh, yeah. She's absolutely an MRA. And each day she tries to just pull me further to the right.
God, she's been blue-pilled. Is that what you call it?
No, red-pilled.
Sorry, she's been red-pilled.
She has been red-pilled.
Oh, my God.
I wonder how the red pill people feel now that it turns out the Matrix is created by true trans women.
I think if you told them that it'd blow their minds and they'd go crazy.
I think they know.
You think they know?
Yeah. Or they're like, oh, it's just a mechanism. That's what MRAs sound like in my head. Oh, shut up.
Get out of my Don't. Face, you bitch.
Come on, leave us alone. Anywho, cheerleader, you're clearly not getting anywhere. Nicole is talking about how she's doing too much. And I'm like, well, you've done a lot, to be honest. And there's a new, one of the new girls is Persian.
Mm-hmm.
Sagan can tell because she feeds him
fairy floss.
Persian fairy floss. And Sagan is like, oh no, oh, fuck, for like, I, it feels like 10 straight minutes of like edited content.
Yeah.
Just about how Sogand is freaking out that there's another Persian girl there.
Even though
they're completely different people.
Yeah.
Like, it's just weird that she's, she somehow doesn't feel threatened by,
I mean,
the 15 blonde women.
I guess Nicole did the same thing with Monique, just but because again, she had blonde, 15 curly blonde hair.
Women.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But then it also reminded me of, like, don't you just feel like you just so much more easily compare yourself to, like, other female comedians rather than male comedians? Do you feel
I just thought you meant the general public. Like, I compare myself to female comedians more than I do to women in the general public, which...
Oh, well, sure. That
like, like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I only know the people who I know.
No, but, like, do you, like, say if, like, three guys and a girl got this, like, huge opportunity?
Yeah.
Would there be a part of you who would be like, why her? It wouldn't be like, why those three guys? I'm better than the three of them. There's part of, like, I feel like there's an instinctive part of you that, or maybe it's because you feel like there's not enough room for more than one woman. So yeah, that's why. And I feel like maybe she feels the same. Like,
yeah. Although I do try, I've been like, anytime I get those feelings, I do try and like, be like, what about them? And then I pull apart the men in my head as well.
That's equality. That's equality, my friend.
And then I go, they're all shit.
But yeah, no, I don't think it's good. But I think you just instinctively, you yeah, go, clearly there's one spot for a woman. And if it's her, then it's not me and fuck her. And I feel like it's the same. Like, I mean, obviously at the end of The Bachelor, there is only one woman. But if there's two Persian women, then maybe, like, that's the one thing that sets you apart.
Yeah, because I guess, like, a lot of the time as well, like, if I am comparing myself to a woman, like, in comedy, like, I can't... A lot of the time, it's hard because I'm also like, oh, well, if they got that thing over me, I can't really compare myself because I feel like my comedy's different to that other person. So I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have got it because if that's what they were going for, their comedy's so different to my comedy... that it wouldn't have done worked out. So,
is there anybody that you would compare yourself to and say your comedy is similar to? No.
No. You can you think of the, somebody?
No, I cannot. I was like, of course that's easy for you. You're like, oh, they probably just didn't want someone who screams about dead pigs.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah, they'll probably keep me somewhere hidden, to be honest. Keep her in a dark room somewhere for those cult audiences that love a bit of death.
But they are, you know, you get hired for the, they're like, we need her. Yeah. We need the screamy girl who talks about dead animals.
Yeah.
You know, we're all different.
Yeah.
We're all God's children.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's beautiful. And that's what you need to learn, Sogand. Is it Sogand or Sogand? I feel like I just want to apologize.
I think it's Sogand.
I think it's Sogand?
Yeah, I think it's Sogand. But I mean, we're only two episodes in. We'll find it more the more we hear it, the name said.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, Sogand, if I'm getting your name wrong.
It's hard as well, though, because you see it spelt on the bottom of the screen and you don't see it said very much.
Yeah, that's why you think her name's Vaku.
Yeah.
Because there's two O's. Yeah. But it's Vako.
Okay.
Anyway, Sogand, chill out. It's fine.
Yeah.
So we have the cocktail party, which Vako is missing from, mm-hmm, by the way. She doesn't appear in this whole evening at all. She's not in the rose ceremony. Everyone's like, what happened? Did Vako leave? Is she still in the competition? What's happening? Turns out she had conjunctivitis. So she just sat this one out. Obviously, they're not going to send her home, though.
No, you can't. Do you reckon that's from maybe a makeup artist or something?
I mean, that's how you go, but no one else had it.
No, but I don't know. Maybe she got sensitive eyes. Because I don't know. I did like this filming thing a little while ago for something. And the makeup artist there was clearly like very new and was not doing. Like, you know how a normal makeup artist will like have like a plate or something that they like put stuff on and then they like they squirt.
Yeah.
They put stuff on there and then use that on your face so that they're not dipping into the product directly from the thing so that they're not, like, contaminating stuff and then they'll wash their brushes in between people.
Yeah.
This makeup artist was not doing that. They were, like, using their makeup for me without changing anything.
No, that's bad.
And, like, in between.
That's surely, that's like, one of the first things, yeah, surely.
I was like, how the fuck are you here?
Probably didn't have any formal qualifications. Like,
what the fuck is happening?
Because yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to get properly sick. And then that's when I just said, oh, can I do my eyeliner? How do you want me to do it? Show me the reference and I'll do it. I was just like, I just made up that I don't like people touching my eyes.
Smart.
Thank you.
Anyway, we get to the cocktail party. Obviously, all the women are freaking out. The old girls, the new girls. They're like, we already had enough women to compete with. Yeah, that's kind of the whole point of the show, is to make you turn against each other and get upset. But to be honest, most of them rise above it pretty well. Emma and Abby are having a chat. So Emma's the Irish one. Abby is the one who is not dumb at all, actually, and is very witty, and I like her a lot. And Emma's just, says so much. She's like, I don't want to sound like a bitch. Like, I really don't want to sound like I'm being a bitch. Like, I'm not being a bitch.
Stop doing the accent. It's so weird.
That's how it sounds.
I would have picked up on that.
I'm not being a bitch. I really don't want to sound like a bitch. I don't want to be a bitch, but there's too many women here. And why are they still talking to him?
You should never go into voice acting.
I think I would crush it.
Okay.
That's my attempt at a half Irish accent. Any of our Irish listeners, let us know how horrible this is. Because I know it's bad. Anyway, she's just like freaking the fuck out. And Abby's just like, she's like, when are you going to do it? Abby's like, I'm just going to chill. Like, I don't want to compete with like nearly 30 women. I'm just going to hang out and it'll be fine. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. Emma's like, I feel like a bitch. I wish I was Abby. Unfortunately, I'm an Emma.
Yep.
But Abby is just so relaxed. She seems so wise.
Yeah.
Usually when people say wise, they mean old. But she's not even old. No. She just seems like, you know, like she just knows. She seems very zen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like how you think of me.
Yeah, just like happy with us.
Yeah.
You know, just like at peace with who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, could never be me. I really like that
about
her. So you're
saying those two have our dynamic?
No.
Well,
I'm not obsessed with a guy. Oh, I kind of am now.
Yeah, with Tarzo.
Since my dream.
Yeah.
Oh, I am obsessed with Tarzo.
Yeah, don't act like Matt's not your Tarzo.
Literally last night I was just sitting there just like he's just sleeping and I just stare at his sleeping face and just cuddle him. Oh, he's so beautiful.
When I was
I love you so much.
I read this Am I the Asshole today. Can I read it out to you now quickly? It's only short.
Well, let's just get to the end of this and then you can read it out.
Okay. No, but it'll only take a second.
Okay.
We're talking about dogs.
All right.
We're talking about dogs, so I'm going to read it right now. So this is an Am I the Asshole from Reddit, and it says, Am I the Asshole for asking my boyfriend to stop wrestling with the dog because it was weird? Okay. We've been together for a year now and we're both 25. He has a big black lab, weighs around 80 pounds, that I swear he loves more than me. The dog never leaves his side, is always looking at him and acts like an 80-pound lap dog towards him. Most nights, before bed, he'll get down on all fours and wrestle with her for 10 minutes. They then go get a snack together. I've always thought the wrestling was weird but never said anything. Tonight he was doing it again. He didn't use his hands or arms, literally on all fours. They touch faces and push each other back and forth, literally like two sumo wrestlers trying to push each other around with their body. I get annoyed tonight and told him to stop acting so fucking weird and get up off the floor. He asked me to leave and now I'm typing this from my apartment. Am I the asshole here? Yes, you psycho. You're jealous of a dog.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know. If I saw Jordan, like, that would mean, like, I don't want children, but it would make my ovaries explode for more puppies. I'd be like, we need more dogs.
You spontaneously give birth to a German Shepherd.
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be my favorite thing.
Oh, my God. That is so... They go get a snack together?
Yeah.
Oh,
they go wrestle and then go get a little snack.
He's just playing with the dog.
Yeah.
Like, what's your fucking
for
problem?
For 10 minutes. Yeah, that's not even much.
Dogs need, like, stimulants.
Yeah.
And, like, playing with them is one of the best ways to, like, bond with them and keep their brains active and keep them entertained.
Yeah. I lost my mind at this Am I the Asshole? And I was messaging John about
it. Were all the comments like, yeah, you're...
Yeah, they were like, you psycho? What's wrong with you? They were like, he's playing with his dog, you weirdo. That was like top comment or something. Yeah, I was so angry. Because first of all, I was like, that's not weird, okay? And then I was like thinking about the fact that he's only spending, like, as far as she's talking about, and I feel like she'd exaggerate, he's only spending 10 minutes with the dog a night doing that. Like, when I lived in Townsville before Sarge died, he was like my everything. I would spend...
Like me and Tarzo?
Yeah, I would take him for a walk every morning that went for like an hour. And then in the afternoon, I'd take him down the beach for an hour.
So cute.
And then we'd get home and we'd wrestle. And like in the yard, like we'd push him. Like I'd push him and we'd run. Like I'd push him and he'd like... and like we'd have like so much like... You'd see us running around. And like I'd like he'd knock me over too. Like we'd knock each other. And once a week, I'd end up with a blood nose because we'd have fought too hard. And my dad would be like, Johnny, you got to stop doing that. You're going to get hurt. Like but like that didn't feel weird. And I was probably spending like... 2.5-3 hours a day with my dog.
You were younger. You had less going on. It'd be weird now.
I mean, that was like I was 21.
Well, you had the time.
I was playing with my dog, then going to do a day job, then coming home, spending more time with my dog.
That's so cute.
And writing comedy.
I tried to, with my, like, the poodle I had growing up, I tried to play with him, like, as a dog once. Like, how she's describing, like, on hands and knees like you're another dog.
Yeah.
But, like, they just open their mouth heaps and, like, just mouth you. And, like, after, like, 10 seconds, I was like, absolutely not. Because he's, like, trying to, like, put his jaw around me. And I was like, ah! Just biting my face. Like, I do not like this at all. No, Let's just go get a ball.
My other dog, Duke, just used to try and put his ass in your face all the time because he wanted you to rub above his tail. I think it's like a horny thing.
Yeah, you've talked about it so many times.
Yeah.
I know you miss your dog's asshole.
I don't miss my dog's asshole, okay? I miss their beautiful faces and sweet demeanors. Okay, we'll get back to talking about The Bachelor then. Fine.
Oh, I love my dog so much. Anyway, okay. Focus, Naomi. Speaking of dogs, why have I got this out of context? Oh, it was an ad. It was an ad for like eHarmony, but it was just the way that it was said was weird. It was this guy who was like running with his dog on the beach and he goes, "My dog loves to play. I'm looking for something more serious." There was no gap between the two sentences.
My dog loves to play. I'm looking for something more serious. What the fuck?
I was like, what the fuck?
So was this an ad when The Bachelor was on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you also see the ads for Tradie?
I didn't watch it live.
Oh, okay. Sorry. There were so many ads for Tradie underwear. And they were like, it was like this girl who was supposed to be like an Aussie chick. Like had like a bit of an Aussie twang. And, like, just did this little, like, sort of rhyming poem where she was supposed to say ass but then changed it. You know how they're, like, going to rhyme and then it's, like, a joke that they use a different word?
Yeah.
Like, lots of class with a cheeky little fit or something like that. And then they just have, like, a second of the honey badger at the start, like, introducing it. And I wonder if...
It's like a segue to be, like, in your mind, The Bachelor, honey badger, undies. Okay, I'm on board now.
Right? But I'm not sure. I'm like, do you really want Honey Badger? Like, he's pretty disgraced at this point.
Yeah.
Do you want him or do you just, like, have a contract and you can't break it and so he has to be in the ad or something?
I mean, I don't
probably
think...
Probably
not. Yeah, I don't think I don't think the company ever needs to show the person's face in the ads. Like,
I don't know. I just don't know why they would use him. It just seems weird. I'm like, no one likes this guy anymore. Like, they all hate him because he just wasted all these women's time. Anyway.
He got way too steamy with people too.
Yeah.
Way too steamy when he knew he wasn't going to pick anybody.
Yeah.
That scene of Sophie making out on the pool is still the hottest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
And I've fucked heaps since then.
Oh, put your clit away, Danielle. Put it away and lock it up. I don't want to hear about it.
Don't you kink shame me.
Yeah. For someone who talks about what makes them horny so much, I'm really shaming you.
That's true.
It's always pelvises with me.
Oh, yeah, you love a hip thrust, don't you?
I do. It's very primal.
Okay, I shouldn't play any more Lizzo tonight than after because you're going to go crazy when you see. Because all I do is hip thrust when she's playing.
Oh, God, like a horny little dog with a cushion.
Okay, she's a red in my DS.
Stop it.
Okay, sorry.
All right, so we find out 6 women are going home at this rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. So Saganda already has a rose. Chelsea already has a rose somehow. I don't even remember her getting one.
Oh, she got it at the archery group date thing.
Oh, okay.
They showed like 10 seconds of that group date and they quickly showed him handing her a rose.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Engineers get roses. There you go. They're both engineers.
Very good.
That's, I recognize your pattern and I said it out loud. And this, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. All right. Just using my brain as an engineer.
All right. I'll cut this out. What's the time?
So six girls are going home. We don't even really get a look at who left. So I looked it up because literally they just.
Yeah, I have like, no idea who left.
And it was like, who the fuck is going? So I'll tell you who left. Number one is Tash, a sports teacher. I don't remember her much.
No,
I
never saw her.
She was one of the old girls.
Never saw her. Never even saw that dress.
Hannah, unfortunately, God goes home. My favorite. Why did he send her home so early? She was so funny.
Yeah, she was going to be this season's Alicia.
Well, no, no, no. I think that she's this season's Brittany. I think that this season's Alicia will be Abby.
Okay.
Yes, that's my predictions. But I thought she was so funny. I'm devastated that she's no longer there. Who's going to talk about Elvish now? Number three, Georgie.
Did they just put all the ones that got kicked out in order? Because they're on this list, they're all together.
What do you mean?
Like, it's just naming girl who got kicked out. After
yeah,
girl
yeah.
Who
they just, because I'm sure everyone looked it up because they were like, who the fuck left? Because there were six of them. The other, her name's Tanush, was the other Persian woman.
She got kicked out.
She's gone. Oh, I was surprised by her. She's very beautiful. Yeah. Like, if you're just going off first impressions, like.
But he was probably, I don't know. Imagine if he was like, already got one of these.
He agreed with Sagan.
There's already, oh no, nah, I'll up. Get confused. Eh?
Sam, who I'm not sure we ever even saw on
Can
screen.
Can you scroll up?
At all.
Yeah, I've never seen
She was definitely
this
one of the new girls. Yeah. Oh, I think you can tell the new girls because they took their photos in a different place. So the first three were old girls and then Tanush, Sam, and another girl, Tara. Who was also, so three old girls, three new girls left. Okay. And I don't know anything about any of them. Apart from Hannah, obviously, which is like, rest in peace. You did not deserve to leave. You were very entertaining. I think you're amazing. I'm devastated. I hope she comes back for Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah. She has a fucking personality.
She
Imagine
does have
just
a personality.
Like segueing into Elvish. I'm in love with her.
Okay. Calm down, nerd.
It's just like this. It's such a waste. There's so many women. Can you just like keep some of the interesting ones?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of them are interesting. Yeah. Well, I mean, not that outwardly.
Okay. Let's move on from this because you're never going to stop talking about Hannah.
Fine.
Okay.
All right.
So that's the end of the episode. Yes. Do we have any reviews?
We have one review.
Yes.
Nick M. 8321. Gave us a 5-star review. Who could believe it?
Thank you, Nick.
The subject is just. True, like, okay, ace, end emojis.
Okay.
Like, nice.
Okay.
Like, he's like, nice.
Okay, cool.
Okay, he says, being a white cisgender male in his early 20s,
sorry.
I don't feel like I'm the target demographic of this pod. No, if anything, you're the target of this pod, as in our enemy. but I can't stop listening every time I see a new episode. Enjoyable way to stay informed about a show so many people talk about, but I only catch a few eps of. Looking forward to the new season with the star sign guy. 5 out of 5 Tarzos. Oh, my goodness. Nick! Stop it!
You love
Cummins?
Tarzo.
Is it Nick Cummins?
It's definitely not Nick Cummins.
I do not think he would like us.
No, we have said a lot of mean things about Nick Cummins. But well deserved, I think.
Thank you for that review. And guys, you can leave a review on iTunes. If there are any new listeners who are jumping in now, if there are no reviews for the week, I will yell. And you don't want that. It sounds funny. It's not. It's just sad.
Because we see how many people, I mean, we see occasionally when we check how many people listen.
Yeah.
And there's way more people that listen than write fucking...
Amen.
Reviews.
I have some devastating news for you, by the way.
What?
We have like less listeners in the off seasons, but I'll tell you when we had heaps of listeners.
When?
Married at First Sight.
Yes. Obviously.
That does not bode well for us. What if we have to do it again?
I know, but you know we sort of know somebody who knows one of the contestants for the new seasons of MAFS.
Yeah, not that we would be able to know that because I'm sure that person signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Yes. Probably.
So, hypothetically, we may know someone who may have tried to get on Married at First Sight and may have succeeded, maybe.
Yeah. We definitely and can stalk their Instagram and Facebook before they go on the show.
Yeah, but we're not telling you anything because nope. it's 6 months until it's on again?
Some shit like that.
Oh, God, I'm getting triggered just thinking about it.
Yeah, because what?
God, that was a traumatic time.
Oh, my God.
We're so much better off now. We have Lizzo. We have this show, which is so much more wholesome.
More boring, but wholesome.
Yeah, but that's fine. We get to talk about other stuff rather than just scream into the void.
That's true.
Anyway, speaking of which, let's wrap this up, please.
All right. So the song this week.
Okay, wait. Just to explain. Oh. Maybe someone's listening that hasn't listened to before.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
each week we sing over a song that is composed by Kevin MacLeod. He is not the one from Grand Designs. He is a music he's a composer.
Yeah, and maker of graph paper.
And yes, so you can go on his website in Incompetech where you can get royalty-free music or royalty-free graph paper also. And he writes a description for every song. So. Yeah,
and we were going to make a song that we'd use every week. And then we started to record and we recorded like 3 different versions and we were like, these are too good to just have one. Let's record a new song every single week. And you know what? Some people love it and some people, Peter, hate it. Okay? But we enjoy it. And so you just got to deal with it. Okay? You can skip through it if you don't like it, but we put a short version at the start and the full version at the end.
Yeah, this is our joy. Let us have our joy.
Anyway, Kevin MacLeod, he usually writes really great descriptions of the songs.
Oh, no.
This one is quite short, unfortunately, so it's not a true-to-life one of his descriptions, but this is going to be
it. It's all right.
So the song's called Realizer.
Yeah.
And the description is, we would like to interrupt this announcement for a dance break.
Oh, that's fun, though.
Yep, so that's the description. Yep.
I can have a dance to that, why don't you?
Done.
All right. Thanks for listening. I'm going to try and post some actual content on Instagram and Facebook. I did that for Married at First Sight and people seem to like it and actually go on our Instagram. So I think I'll do that maybe.
That's good. I'm going away on a holiday. So me and Naomi are going to Skype and we're going to try and get the episodes out every Monday. Well, it's not on, but we will be talking over the phone for the next bit.
For the next couple, which you probably won't even notice. But after that, we're going to try and get some guests. So we'll be very we've never had a guest before.
No.
Apart from Mark once, just at the second half of the pod, just sneaking in there. But it's going to be very exciting stuff. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk to you next time, man.
Yeah.
So follow the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and write us a freaking review, all right?
Okay. Bye. Batch bitch, 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 batch bitch,